Did North Korea take an additional step beyond shutting down the Yongbyung facility in exchange for sanctions relief? Ri added that this may have been the best chance the two nations had to reach an agreement. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Israel's attorney general announced Thursday that he intends to indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on multiple corruption charges, a development that could end Netanyahu's political career. But as Linda Gradstein reports, Netanyahu remains defiant.
After 2 years of investigations, Israel's attorney general recommended that the prime minister be charged with bribery in one case and breach of trust in two others, subject to a hearing. Netanyahu hit back hard at the attorney general and what he called the leftist media, accusing them of trying to make sure he loses the upcoming election. He said that he is 4,000% sure that all of the accusations against him will be proved false and that he will continue to be prime minister for many years to come. The attorney general's recommendation for indictment comes 39 days before Israel's election and could swing support away from Netanyahu and his Likud party. Linda Gradstein, for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Somali officials say at least 15 people were killed Thursday in two car bomb attacks in Mogadishu. The first explosion occurred when a vehicle loaded with explosives was detonated on one of the capital city's busiest streets. Eyewitnesses said dozens of people were sitting outside hotels and restaurants in the area when the bomb went off. An hour after the first explosion, a second one occurred outside another hotel near the busy K4 junction in Mogadishu. There was no confirmation of casualties from the second attack. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. The UN Security Council has failed to reach agreement on competing proposals to find a way forward in Venezuela. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
The first resolution put forward by the United States called for new elections, what it called the peaceful restoration of democracy in Venezuela, and unhindered delivery of humanitarian aid. It got 9 votes in the 15-member council, but was vetoed by Russia and China. The second, introduced by Russia, got 4 votes. It would have expressed concern about what it called threats of the use of force against Venezuela, and it would have reaffirmed the government's primary role in bringing humanitarian aid into the chaotic country that was once the richest in South America. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, spent a third day on Capitol Hill Thursday, this time testifying to the House Intelligence Committee. California Democrat and committee chairman Adam Schiff said that Cohen was cooperative and answered all of the committee's questions. Cohen is scheduled to return to testify before the committee again next week. President Trump and congressional Republicans have called Michael Cohen, who has pleaded guilty to lying to Congress, a liar who is only looking to benefit himself. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.